former Boilermaker John Octius, who captured the gold medal with USA Basketball in the 3-on-3 competition down in the Pan Am Games. And John joins us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Hey, we are doing great. First off, congratulations on the gold medal. What's it like to be a gold medal winner?
Honestly, it's a dream come true. I never got the opportunity to play with USA Basketball when I was younger growing up, so never had the opportunity to get one. And now that I got one, it's just a great feeling.
How long had you had that dream rolling about the possibility of winning a gold?
Honestly, since I was a young kid, and I kind of forgot about it for a while, and then I had an opportunity this summer and took advantage of it.
So how did this all come together for you and your teammates to be able to play and represent the U.S. in the Pan Am Games?
It initially started with a training camp that Red Bull and Team USA put on in early May after the G League season. There was a couple college guys and a couple G League guys, and it was basically essentially like a tryout, basically, just to get in front of Team USA, to see how you handle the 3-on-3 game. And they began to send us to tournaments. And we didn't know who was going to be sent to the World Cup, which they, Team USA also won, and the Pan Am game. So when they called me and told me that I would be one of the guys representing Team USA, I was super excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your reaction when you've had that dream for so long, and then they say, hey, John, you got this chance right now?
I was in the car headed to a basketball game, and I kind of just started laughing. And my friends were like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, I'm about to represent Team USA. And then the whole car just kind of like started going crazy. So it was a great feeling.
John Octius with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
All right, John, are you guys able to put down Robbie Hummel's 3-on-3 team?
We played against him before, and we've lost. But just give us some time. They've been playing it for a little while, especially some of those guys on this team have been playing it for like 5 years, 6 years plus now. So just give our core group a little bit of time, and I think we'll be able to handle those guys very soon.
And then I think you bring up a good point. Maybe talk a little bit about the difference between half-court basketball and full-court basketball.
I would say the physicality. It's a super, super physical game. Super fast-paced game, low shot clock. You have to take the ball back. Once the ball goes in the hole, you have to be able to clear it. You know, it's just the transition of the sport itself is just very, very fast. So that would be one of the differences. And the physicality of it, the way the refs call the game, is just totally different from, you know, what I've been used to playing in the U.S. and playing in the G League.
And, John, let's kind of switch over. And you know, obviously this year Purdue had a great basketball season. What does it mean to you as an alumnus to be able to watch those young guys represent the school that you played for so well?
I mean, it started even after the year that I left. We had a lot of guys that were freshmen the year that I was there. And we had a great season. Some people would call a surprising season, but we had a great coaching staff and a great core group of guys. So just watching them grow and then watching some of the freshmen graduate as seniors last year and seeing the accomplishments that they've made is just it's a great feeling to know that I was a part of that.
John Octius with us, the former Boilermaker who teamed up with USA Basketball to win the 3-on-3 competition at the Pan Am Games this summer. And John, when you think about that 3-on-3 competition, why does that suit your game so well?
My adaptability, I think. Just my speed, the play hard, aspect that I've had to my game forever. Like I play super hard, I play super fast, I'm athletic, so it plays to advantage for me. And I'm just pretty like we've been switching teams and trying to find the right fit, and I feel like just with every team that I've been a part of, I've been able to like somewhat like change the way that I play in order to like help us win and help us become a better team. So like that's just some of the things.
And I know from reading the notes from USA Basketball, it was not an easy road for you and your teammates. How much more satisfying is that for you and your teammates? Because you guys had to fight down the stretch there to make this all happen.
Yeah, it was a very resilient team that we had. We Coach Kara Lawson, she kept saying, you know, even when we went into training camp in Colorado Springs a couple of days before we went to Lima, we had never played with each other before. So her thing was, like, let's just get better every game. Let's not worry about necessarily, you know, dominating. Let's get better every game. So we took some losses, some very close games, just small mistakes that we, you know, watched on film and saw that we made, just started making adjustments. And then after four games, you know, you get used to playing with the guy next to you, and it just becomes a lot easier, and it was just a lot more fun. So, and that's another thing. We started to have a lot of fun.
That kind of sounds like you coming to Purdue and playing one season for the Boilermakers. I mean, you had to make some adjustments there, too, when you came to West Lafayette.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely had to make some adjustments. Just the road to get to West Lafayette was very emotionally draining. So once I got there, though, it was crazy how the coaching staff and my teammates honestly just accepted me. Let's not even talk about the fans. Like, that's some of the greatest fans I've ever, like, been around and experienced. So the transition initially, I thought it was going to be super tough, but then, you know, just the relationships itself just allowed, you know, that transition to be a lot easier for me.
John Octius, Pan Am Games gold medalist for USA Basketball, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And, John, I have a text message here from a friend of yours, a friend of ours, the show, Laura Broughton over at University Bookstore, one of the Hammerdown team members here. And she write, I said, hey, John says hello. She says, love it. Wish I could be listening. She said, that kid grinds. Now, I think everyone's got a different definition of grind. What is your definition of grind?
Definition of grind, it entails so much. On the emotional standpoint, physical standpoint, I didn't take a traditional route to get to Purdue. I went junior college first, and not only that, I redshirted at a junior college, went to another junior college, had a successful season, went to Colorado State, spent 2 years there, had a great career, and then decided to transfer to UCLA. Something happens with UCLA, so, and then I end up in West Lafayette, which was a crazy blessing for me. And I go overseas my first year, suffer an injury, come back to the G League, prove I'm healthy, have a good season, suffer another injury. So it's just a matter of, like, just staying with it, like, staying the course. I feel like nothing easy or nothing worth having is going to come easy. So that's my definition of grind, just being resilient and just fighting through all the punches that, you know, the universe throws at you.
And then I always like to ask this question to athletes for our younger listeners. What is it that you do off the court that makes you so successful on the court?
I think the biggest thing, try to be a good person. Again, like, with everything that I've gone through, relationships have allowed me to adapt and be and just get through situations a lot more smooth. Just the people around me, the people that I have around me, the people I allow myself to be around. That's something off the court that I pay a lot of attention to. I try to meet as many people as possible. I try to travel. I try to stay, you know, as locked in as I can mentally because, you know, I'm 27 now, and this goal that I have still hasn't happened, but I'm not one of those people that are just going to stop and turn around. Like, you just got to keep pushing through, so.
So what's the goal, John?
I got to get to the NBA.
Perfect.
I got to get there. Whichever way, whichever route I got to take, you know, it's going to happen.
John Octia is with us. Yeah, John Octia is with us, the former Boilermaker gold medalist with USA Basketball for the Pan Am game. So, John, February 19th, 2015, what does that date mean to you?
You got to remind me.
Seriously, I got to remind you of that date?
Yeah, I think I might have blacked out during that moment. So it's kind of hard for me to remember.
Well, I'll just refresh your memory. You went down the lane there in Bloomington against IU and dunked on Colin Hartman. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, that rings a lot of bells. A lot of bells. Great moment.
Describe that moment when you turned the corner and just took off and threw it down.
We were kind of stagnant, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of get us going a little bit. And the crowd was insane between, like, I'm pretty sure we called a couple plays, couldn't hear anything. And then I dunked it, and then it kind of got silent for a little bit. And then AJ was right behind me. It was just like a very, it kind of pushed us in the right direction, a great moment. So, like, you know, the energy was insane. And I know the Purdue fans really, really enjoyed it.
You bet they did.
John, in your opinion, is it better to have something like that happen on their court, or would you have rather done that in Mackey?
I wish I could have done it twice, honestly. just because, I don't know, it's something about being in another opponent's gym and just kind of like, you know, having a great moment in their gym with their fans, you know, rooting against you and your fans. You know how I've watched Purdue, like, and been in the stands. Like, it feels good when one of our players does something crazy on the court, you know, being fans in another person's gym. Like, I just really enjoyed that moment.
So have you and Colin Hartman, has there been any conversation between the two of you since that dunk?
Nah, I don't think we've ever, like, run into each other. I heard he's a great guy, so, like, I mean, I'm sure if I see him, like, we'll probably have great conversations. So
when Purdue fans see you, how often do they ask you about that play and about that dunk?
That's usually the first statement. Usually when I see a Purdue fan. So pretty much every time.
Yeah, that was definitely an awesome moment. No question about that. So where is the gold medal right now?
The gold medal is actually at my mom's house. I just bought it there today. I travel so much, I don't want to have it, like, on me all the time. But I just got home, like, 2 days ago from probably was gone for about 40 days with 3-on-3, just speed with 3-on-3 stuff, and then the Pan American Games. And I probably wore it 3 days after I won, me and my teammates.
Oh, I'm sure.
But now it's at my mom's.
Yeah. So what was your mom's reaction when you handed it to her?
She hasn't seen it yet because she's at work. So I just have it in the living room. So when she walks in, she'll see it. I put it up real nice.
Yeah. That's going to be an awesome surprise, man. That is going to be awesome. She's going to be like really, really surprised, I bet.
She knows I won, but she hasn't seen it yet, so I'm sure she's going to be happy. She'll probably call me.
So what's next year as you look forward to the fall and winter? Are you back with the Windy City Bulls, or what's going on?
I haven't necessarily made a decision yet. Me and my agent are talking, just trying to see what the best route would be moving forward. Just trying to see which opportunity would be the best, you know, to, again, like, reach the end goal. So still talking with him now, and then we'll figure that out within the next couple weeks.
Well, I'm sure probably after 40 days on the road, you probably just like to put your feet up for a day or two, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do, but I started a concierge service in Miami, so I came back home and got right to work, to be honest. Again, the grind.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. You got to stay on, man. You're young. You got all the energy. You can sleep later.
Exactly.
I can sleep. Exactly.
All right, John, last thing. Your favorite Matt Painter story. What do you got for us?
Favorite Matt Painter story. Oh, man. Let me see.
It's a family show. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking about it right now. all right. Okay. All right, my favorite Matt Painter story, here you go. We are playing against Illinois senior night, and, like, that was the first game that my mom was actually able to, like, come see me play. And I was super nervous, and pretty much throughout the season, like, you know, Coach Paint usually always kept, like, a real calm tone with me. Like, he never really had to yell at me. And I remember the first half, he had to throw PJ in there, and he yelled at me for the first time. Like, that was for real the first time where – I was like, oh, man. Paint just screamed at me. And then it kind of woke me up. So that's my favorite Matt Painter story because, like, it shows, like, just his approach with every player is different. Like, he coaches every player how they would need it to be coached depending on their personality. So I just, I really appreciated that moment for me, especially on senior night.
Was there some colorful language involved?
Yeah, I can't go back and say the exact words that were said, but it was an eye opener. I woke up and then we ended up winning that game, so that was good for us.
Awesome. Well, John, great to have you on the show and to catch up with you. Congratulations once again on that that gold medal. That is tremendous, and we look forward to seeing what's next for you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.